Yesterday on CNN, Florida Governor Charlie Crist said he did not endorse President Barack Obama's stimulus package. But he's catching flack for that denial because in February, Crist said he supported it. That same month, while the president was in Fort Myers rallying support for the bill, he was joined on stage by Governor Crist.
Mr. President, welcome to Fort Myers, Florida.
Crist did not use the words endorse or support when speaking about the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act in Fort Myers, but his appearance with the president on February 10th made it appear as if the governor endorsed the stimulus bill.
And let me finish by saying, Mr. President, we need to do it in a bipartisan way. This issue of helping our country is about helping our country. This is not about partisan politics. This is about rising above that, helping America, and reigniting our economy.
3 days later, in St. Petersburg on February 13th, Governor Crist said he supported the bill.
You know, there's a reason I'm supporting the stimulus package, because number one, Florida needs it. Number two, it creates jobs. It helps our people. And it keeps us from having to raise additional revenues if, you know, what we're hearing is accurate. And that's just great news for our state.
The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act was signed into law by Obama 4 days later. So why is the governor denying his support now? Some point to his aspirations for the U.S. Senate seat previously held by Mel Martinez. Crist appointed his former aide, George Lemieux, to the seat, but he's not likely to run in the 2010 election. Instead, Crist's most formidable rival for the Republican nomination is former Florida House Speaker Marco Rubio, a conservative. Many on the right are criticizing Crist as being too moderate and supporting the Recovery Act. The conservative Club for Growth launched a television and YouTube ad.
We know that it's important that we pass a stimulus package.
Since Charlie Crist helped pass Barack Obama's spending program.
To counter his conservative critics, Crist has tried to distance himself from Obama and the Recovery Act that in February he said he supported. This is a Crist radio ad from October.
Washington is out of control, yet the president has the same tired answer for every problem: to spend more of your money. I'm Charlie Crist.